There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. The website is outcastradio.net, where you'll find all of tonight's stories, including the videos and the podcasts from this morning's show, which was rather controversial, to say the least. This all goes back to health care. It is not about health care. It is about control. And say what you will about the right-left paradigm, but Ronald Reagan nailed it many years ago when he gave one of the best speeches I've ever heard on healthcare.
Back in 1927, an American socialist, Norman Thomas, six times candidate for president on the Socialist Party ticket, said the American people would never vote for socialism. But he said under the name of liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. There are many ways in which our government has invaded the precincts of private citizens, the method of earning a living. But at the moment, I'd like to talk about another way, because this threat is with us, and at the moment, is more imminent.
One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of myths. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it. Now, the American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose,
would unhesitatingly vote against it.
We had an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States. And, of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected this. So, with the American people on record as not wanting socialized medicine,
Congressman Foran said,
if we can only break through and get our foot inside the door, then we can expand the program after that. Well, let's see what the socialists themselves have to say about it. They say, once the Foran bill is passed, this nation will be provided with a mechanism for socialized medicine capable of indefinite expansion in every direction until it includes the entire population. Well, we can't say we haven't been warned.
James Madison, in 1788, speaking to the Virginia Convention, said, since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachment of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations.
Now, in our country, under our free enterprise system, we have seen medicine reach the greatest heights that it has in any country in the world. Today, the relationship between patient and doctor in this country
is something to be envied any place.
The privacy, the care that is given to a person, the right to choose a doctor, the right to go from one doctor to the other. But let's also look from the other side at the freedom the doctor loses. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. First, you decide that the doctor can have so many patients, they're equally divided among the various doctors by the government. But then the doctors aren't equally divided geographically. So a doctor decides he wants to practice in one town. And the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town. They already have enough doctors. You have to go someplace else. And from here, it's only a short step to dictating where he will go. This is a freedom that I wonder whether any of us have the right to take from any human being. In this country of ours took place the greatest revolution that has ever taken place in the world's history, the only true revolution. Every other revolution simply exchanged one set of rulers for another. But here, for the first time in all the thousands of years of man's relation to man, a little group of men, the founding fathers, for the first time, established the idea that you and I had within ourselves the God-given right and ability to determine our own destiny. This freedom was built into our government with safeguards. We talk democracy today. Strangely, we let democracy begin to assume the aspect of majority rule is all that is needed. Well, majority rule is a fine aspect of democracy, provided there are guarantees written in to our government concerning the rights of the individual and of the minorities. What can we do about this?
Well, you and I can do a great deal.
We can say right now that we want no further encroachment on these individual liberties and freedoms.
And that you demand
the continuation of our traditional free enterprise system.
You and I can do this.
The only way we can do it is by writing to our congressman, even if we believe that he's on our side to begin with. Write to strengthen his hand. Write those letters now. Call your friends and tell them to write. If you don't, this program, I promise you, will pass just as surely as the sun will come up tomorrow. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day, as Norman Thomas said, we will awake to find that we have socialism.
And if you don't do this, and if I don't do it, one of these days, you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
This is Outkast Radio. That was Ronald Reagan, prophetic. It has already come to fruition. Don't bother calling your congressman. It is all purposeful. The purpose of Obamacare is anything but health care. It is to get you in a biometric data bank, to get your health record, your financial record, your personal proclivities, everything about who you are, what you do, and when you do it, and to control you. And the ultimate end game is an implantable microchip. And if you don't play ball, they'll just turn you off. And you won't be able to buy, trade, or sell. And it didn't matter whether it was Obama or Kerry or Bush. It is all purposeful. There is a schedule. And President Obama is the latest spokesperson for the New World Order to help implement it. And so all the Democrats and the Republicans argued a few years ago as to whether we should have it, nobody talked about the fact that in Obamacare, there is a provision for an implantable microchip. The end game of this is total control. It is the same as the Matrix. When Neo asked the Oracle, what do they want? What do all men want? Power. And more of it. And they'll get it, and they've got it. And right now in Ferguson, Missouri, you do not have the police enforcing the law. In my opinion, you have the military, because once you start giving the police military equipment, at what point are they no longer the police? It looks like a rack in Ferguson. Back when we had the incident in Sanford, Florida, with Trayvon Martin, it didn't look like that. Something has changed in the last year or two. And what's changed is that all the military equipment that was in Iraq and Afghanistan that hasn't been stolen by ISIS or given to them has been given to the police department, because the American people will rise up and say, this is a violation of posse comitatus. The military is not supposed to enforce the law. But if the government gives the uniforms and the equipment to the police department, they remain the police department in name, but in fact have become the military. And this is the first time we've ever seen this, and we're seeing it for the first time in Ferguson, Missouri. And regardless of the circumstances, on whose side you're on, take out the race card. What this is all about is the militarization of the police force. The first time in the history of this nation. So once again, we've moved even further down the rabbit hole. And the next time this happens, I don't think it's going to be in a place like Ferguson. I think it's going to be a place like St. Louis or Philadelphia or Boston, Washington, maybe a repeat of Los Angeles. Things are heating up. In September and October, 3.8 million people fall off the EBT rolls. How do you think they're going to react when they can't get any food? What about all the people that have lost their unemployment? The Republicans continue to turn down that extension. So you've got millions of unemployed Americans, you've got 3.8 million about to lose their EBT card, and you've got violence in the streets of America once again. And the petrodollar is dead. It's just a matter of someone saying the emperor has no clothes, and then it's game on. It's coming. Get ready. This is Outkast Radio.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'll tell you, sometimes you need to be an only child to do this show. Just talking to yourself all night. This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. Definitely. Here are the headlines making the news at OutkastRadio.net. Highway police take control of all police operations in Ferguson. U.S. unemployment climbs to a six-week high of 311,000. Protests held in 100 cities against Brown killing. 14 reasons why the economy bubble of false prosperity may be about to burst. Police chief rips Obama for Ferguson remarks. Other headlines making news at OutcastRadio.net would include Pentagon weaponry in St. Louis County, updated column. Robin Williams had early stages of Parkinson's disease, according to his wife. Immigrant children swarm Atlantic Area School Registration Center. Protesters and police clash for another night tonight in Ferguson, and reporters also arrested in Ferguson. Went to Walmart again today. Seems like I'm in Walmart every day. I love Walmart. It reminds me of a storage shed, the ambiance. And you know, you might get the cheap stuff today, but eventually you might be working at Big Box Mart.
Oh, it starts with sweatshop labor in a foreign factory, and gets packed on a vessel and shipped over the sea. It's loaded onto trailers and it's spread across the map.
Big Box Mart is the place I go to buy all of my crap.
Oh, Big Box Mart,
what do you have for me?
Cause our shopping carts are empty and we're on a shopping spree.
I come to the Big Box Mart cause I do have lots of needs, and they sell crap the cheapest with their discounts guaranteed. When I'm walking through the aisles, it's like I'm hypnotized. With a wallet full of credit cards, I never leave deprived.
Oh, Big Box Mart,
thank you for serving me. Cause my house is full of crap now and it used to be empty.
The next day at the factory, the news was very grim.
My job was being outsourced to the slums of East Beijing.
Management was streamlining the company's org chart.
We gotta make crap cheap enough
to sell to Big Box Mart. Oh, Big Box Mart,
look what you've done to me.
He's gotta start all over at the age of 53.
I still go to Big Box Mart, yes, I'm there most all the time. These days you'll likely find me sweeping aisle number 9. My dreams of a retirement have gone up in a blaze, and I'll be scrubbing toilets till they stick me in the grave.
Oh, Big Box Mart,
what have you sold to me?
We used to be your customers, now we're your employees. Oh, Big Box Mart,
my paycheck reminds me your everyday low prices have a price.
They are free.
Paper or plastic?
This is Outcast Radio, Big Box Mart. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Hello, Matt. How art thou?
I'm fine, OCD. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, my friend. What's up?
Oh, man, I love that Big Box Mart one. That one always makes me laugh. That's one of my pet peeves. I hate Walmart with a passion. I live just south of St. Louis in one of the southern suburbs. And I tell you what, it's just getting ridiculous here in this state. You know, I think back to a lot of the science fiction movies I've watched over the last few years, and it's amazing how they all start out with America after the collapse. I was just watching V for Vendetta the other night, and they were flashing to back in 2015 when the Civil War raged on in America. And I think that's really, really what we're headed to. They try to compare the Trayvon Martin deal to this Ferguson deal. I think people in Florida were a little bit more savvy. It was sold as a hate crime, black on, or white on black, and people realized, hey, wait a minute, this Martinez guy, he's not even white. So, you know, they didn't bite on that one. But this is a real deal, I think, and I'm hoping this comes back to bite the establishment in the butt, because here is the militarized police state on full display. And if they can get away with it here, they're setting a precedent that the police can do anything and not be held liable.
Well, I'll tell you, Matt, the press is turning on this one, because I actually posted an article, I couldn't believe it, for the first time ever on my website, from USA Today, and it was talking about the press being persecuted in Ferguson. So the press is being intimidated, and they're starting to bite back. I think there's going to come a time, it's going to be a really strange 6 months ahead of us, where I see the mainstream media actually finally waking up and finally talking about the issues we bring up on this network.
I really hope so. A couple weeks ago here in St. Louis, on the east side over in Illinois, there was a case of a guy who was breaking into cars, and the police tracked him down. And I'm watching the live feed in the morning before I go to work. There's 13 cops and a police dog on one skinny little dude that they're dragging out of the weeds. And the media is worshiping the police, calling them wonderful heroes, and saying, oh, that dog's a hero. He deserves a badge. And now, as of last night, News Channel 5 in St. Louis was pretty harsh on what's going on. They were like, you guys are overstepping your bounds a little bit. So it was nice to see that change within a couple of week time frame. I just hope we see more change.
Well, and the problem they're having is they're tipping their hand. They're saying, okay, the police are in force in Ferguson. In every video that every American is seeing, whether it's on YouTube or the mainstream media, it's only police in name. I look at these guys and I'm thinking, are we watching videotape from Iraq or is this in America? Because they,
yeah,
they look like soldiers. It might say police on their uniform, but these guys are dressed for combat. And this is a violation of posse comitatus as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. And the wife was saying she saw in the news today they were talking about St. Louis City getting over $4 million worth of government surplus goodies handed out to them, just like the Ferguson department did.
It's astounding. It really is, because all of the military hardware from Iraq and Afghanistan that isn't being taken by ISIS or given to them is coming back and is being used ultimately against us.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't have the heart to call you last night on your two questions last night. I don't know what your final conclusion was on the preachers remaining silent. My biggest beef and why I dropped out of organized denominational church is the fact that anytime you bring up any of these topics of what's really going on, they do that little shuffle you were talking about where they divert and go on to something else, and they won't even address the issues that are actually going on of the day. And when you can engage them and get them to talk about it, you get ridiculous answers like, yeah, it's getting bad. If God doesn't intervene, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, and they always go to Romans 13 to honor the government. Well, if you read that whole book, there's a couple times where the apostles were confronted with authority versus God's authority, and they said, we're going to follow God, and you do what you need to do.
Absolutely. And the other two big problems with that, number one, they're so hung up on this pre-trib rapture thing that they've got it in the back of their mind that when it gets bad enough, God's going to zap us out of here, and we won't have to face it or, you know, go through anything anyway, so we don't have to worry about it. Why engage? Or the fact that they're deep into this NIV Bible, and if you read Romans chapter 13 in the NIV and out of the King Version, you're going to get two entirely different points of view.
Consider this: babies being beheaded in the Middle East, and yet our biggest problem is, oh, I didn't get any cream or enough foam with my double latte. When this hits Middle America, we're not going to be ready for it, and the pastors, 90% of them, are cowards. That's my opinion.
They are hirelings. They are not shepherds. They are absolute hirelings, and they do not want to do that job. Like you said, they're all counting on those 5 points. That's all they look at: size of the church, attendance, giving, all those things. They won't look at anything that's actually real. They won't even, I don't know why.
Matt, got to break it there. Appreciate the call in Missouri.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
Hello, America. I'm Mark Levin, and I'm a constitutionalist. I've got a story for you. Immigrant children swarm Atlanta Area School Registration Center. And as a constitutionalist, I will read this article to you. Immigrant children and their families are flooding a school registration center in Georgia, outside of Atlanta this week, in hopes of signing up for the school year starting Monday. This is a result of Obama's policy. I'm a constitutionalist.
Nearly 200 families and their immigrant children had lined up outside the school registration facility Monday. You see, this is one of the first side effects of open borders. I sold my condo a month ago. I lived in Austin. And if you didn't know where I'm coming from, this is Round Rock, which is a suburb of Austin. I lived in what is called the 04. Very hip zip code. All the trendies and the hipsters live there, with their tight jeans and their smooth-fitting shoes. But I could see that the market was really heating up and it was time to get out. And I did. And I'm glad. I have no debt, no bills, a little bit of change in my pocket. I might suggest you do the same. Because one of the immediate effects you're going to see in about a month is your schools are going to get run over, depending where you live. And Atlanta is one of those areas. And when all these immigrant children start banging on the door they're going to let them in, because if you don't, well, you're just not a good Christian. And when that happens, guess what happens when you get your property tax bill? It's going to go through the roof. And the reason is they're going to have to build more schools to hold all the illegal children. And if you don't pay your property taxes, you're just a racist. So if you happen to be in one of those areas that are getting inundated with immigrant children, you might want to seriously think about selling your house, because at some point, I can assure you, your property taxes are going to go out and go up exponentially. Another ramification of an open border. Matt had brought up the issue, and I brought it up last night just for a few minutes, about a recent Barna story, and they did a statistical breakdown on pastors in America, and according to this study, 90% of all pastors don't talk about what you hear me talk about on the show. And some of the topics are Christian related, but none of these stories are talked about in the pulpit by 90% of the pastors in America. Why is that? Well, I think the number one reason is they're afraid they're going to lose their tax-exempt status. You get free property, a free church, you get to keep all your tithes and offerings, and you don't have to pay taxes. And all you have to do in exchange is to give them your integrity and your soul. Because if you're not talking about this stuff, you're doing a disservice to your flock. When they come in on Sunday morning and you read out of the Bible, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you just keep reading the same stories and the same scriptures, and then you go home and you turn on Joel Osteen and he tells you you can be a better person and that every day is a Friday. Every day is not a Friday. Today is Thursday and it's okay. But that's not life. Life is bittersweet. At any time in your life, there's probably something good going on and something bad. Everyone who's ever been on this planet has experienced a life of bittersweetness. It's good and it's bad, and most of the time it's simultaneous. It's not that one really good thing happens and then another bad thing happens. Usually you have a good thing going on in your life and a bad thing. All of these events I'm talking about, highway police taking control over all police operations in Ferguson, unemployment rate, none of this is discussed. They just read a scripture about Jesus, and then they talk about how they need a new air conditioner, or they want to install lights in the parking lot, and that's it. You sing a few hymns, a few songs. If you're a modern church, you have a guitar, and that's it. Nobody's changed, nothing. All of the activities that occurred in the Bible, including the laying on of hands, deliverance of demons, healings, manifestation of the Holy Spirit, none of that occurs in most churches in America. Because then the pastor would have to give up control. You see, it doesn't matter whether you're in the government, the military, the police department in Ferguson, Missouri. It's all about control. And if the pastors turn over control to God, he might mess up the service, the agenda, his sermon, his timeline. The flock has to get out at 12 o'clock. The Cowboys are playing. It's about control. 90% of the churches in America, I contend, are about control and money, and that's it. There's no difference between most churches in America and most malls, except the church has a steeple and the mall has a skylight. That's about it. Other than that, I see no difference at all. And it's the same with every institution we have. Whether it's the police department, the government, the church, it's all about control. And that's what this is about. We essentially have taken all of the military equipment we paid for with our tax dollars, we've brought it back to America, we've given it to the police department, and we've said, hey, put on all this military equipment and here's a tank, but just make sure that your uniform says police. If you take a look at the police in Ferguson, Missouri, the only thing about them is the name police on their uniform. Everything else is combat fatigues, tanks, machine guns. That's not the police department I remember when I was growing up. And say what you will about what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, whether the white cop did shoot the black kid, the fact of the matter is, this is the first time that I can remember in the history of our nation that the police are in fact the military. they have violated posse comitatus, but they've done it through the police department. Well, it can't be the military. We gave the stuff to the police department. And in Ferguson, they just turned over all operations to the state highway patrol. So the Ferguson Police Department is out of the equation. And you've got Homeland Security there. And I contend that is anything but a police operation. It is a military operation. And the press is finally getting wind of this. We had a couple of journalists arrested last night. And of all newspapers, USA Today, the newspaper that tastes great and is less filling, ran an article today about how the police department and police departments around the nation are being militarized. And even Rand Paul, in his blog, says we must demilitarize the police. If you go to outcastradio.net, you'll find it at the top of the page. Rand Paul has published an op-ed for Time magazine in which he argues that the tragic shooting of the unarmed Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, is a symptom of a greater problem, the militarization of the police forces due to the unprecedented expansion of government power. This is in Time magazine. And what I'm telling you is that the mainstream media, I finally believe, is starting to wake up. Rand Paul writes, if I had been told to get out of the street as a teenager, there would have been a distinct possibility that I might have smarted off, but I wouldn't have expected to be shot. The outrage in Ferguson is understandable, though there's never an excuse for rioting or looting. This is a legitimate role for the police to keep the peace. But there should be a difference between a police response and a military response. And that's the problem I have with this. The Kentucky senator noted that the outrage in Ferguson is understandable, though there's never an excuse for rioting or looting, and said the military-like response by the police is not the answer. Quote, most police officers are good cops and good people. It is unquestionably difficult to keep that job, especially in the current circumstances. But he said, nevertheless, maintains that there is a systemic problem with today's law enforcement. Paul explored the rise of the militarization and pointed to overwhelming government as the cause. Not surprisingly, big government has been the heart of the problem. Washington and the militarization of local police precincts, using federal dollars to help municipal governments build what is essentially small armies. That's what we're having in America right now. You need to wake up. Even here in Round Rock, it doesn't look like the police. It almost looks like the military. Police departments compete with acquiring military gear that goes far beyond what most Americans think is law enforcement. When you couple this militarization of law enforcement with the erosion of civil liberties and due process that allows the police to become judge and jury, national security, no-knock searches, broad general warrants, pre-conviction forfeiture, we begin to have a very serious problem on our hands. Given these developments, it is almost impossible for many Americans not to feel that their government is targeting them. And he's absolutely right. Given the racial disparities of our criminal justice system, it's impossible for African Americans not to feel that their government is particularly targeting them. Let us continue to pray for Michael Brown's family, the people of Ferguson, police, and citizens alike, as he finishes that article. Well, there it is. What have we learned tonight? Your police department is being militarized, at least in Ferguson. How long before it comes to a major city near you? And how long until this possibly bleeds over, literally, into St. Louis, which is only 20 miles away? Time will tell. This is Outcast Radio.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Isn't this the guy from the Smiths? I mean, you said he, what, was just dropped from his label? He's old. Hilarious. I can't wait till I'm 70 years old and I'm doing this show.
Let's go to Sam in Hawaii. Sam, speak quickly before I take a nap. Hello.
Hello. Is Morrissey really 70 years old?
Oh.
Maybe you don't know who he is because you're so old. Hold on.
Well, you got to speak louder, Sam. I can't hear you.
Okay. Well, a lot of people who are active in the activist community understand law enforcement officers to be LEOs. But you have to understand that whether they be police or sheriffs, they're self-described as peace officers, that is, to keep the peace. And a lot of folks really do keep up with that, the peace officers, they understand that. And there is that, Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers? So I think, you know, I'm not really sure what their organization's about, but there are some good peace officers still out there. But this isn't the first time we've seen this mechanized, militarized police forces in the U.S., You just have to look back to the Pittsburgh G20, Miami. I was actually in Seattle for the WTO 99, zip-tied, tagged, and released after 2 days.
Well, I think the difference this time is the media is the determining factor here, because they're covering this thing wall to wall, and the media is for the first time saying, wait a second, this is not the police, this is the military. They may be police officers, but they've been given military equipment.
Indeed, and at least it's coming to some public attention. I mean, it's been happening for a few years now that they've been buying this equipment wholesale or almost free. They've been getting these armored vehicles and other such military gear.
Yeah, and again, with something like the WTO, because that's part of the One World Order and the people that control the press back then, they could say, hey, that's New World stuff, but this is on our home turf and in a small town. Yeah, there's a big difference.
Right. The Fourth Estate's been brought into the spin cycle with RNC or different things where the point of focus was to be like, oh, the anarchists, oh, the protesters. And then you have to wonder, well, why did 20,000 people come upon your city to protest this event? But this is an actual thing. This hits home.
Because, this isn't controlled, because like with the WTO, they can meet in a convention center. This covers the entire town, and there's no way they can control the spin because they're doing it in real time, and people are seeing that journalists are being attacked now, and the journalists can't do anything but report it because there's no way you can manufacture this like 9/11 or some WTO meeting in a conference center in Seattle.
Yeah, I saw some good video from last night, and they couldn't dumb it down because it just came out too fast. The best tagline I saw today was, "The revolution will not be televised, but it will be streamed."
That's a great one. I like that. Aloha. Have a great day. Let's go about 7,000 miles. Alex in Florida. Hello, sir.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir. I've been thinking for a long time, I hate to see the sheriffs in their $45,000 cars just cruising everywhere, filming everything they have a chance to film, the little cameras on the back of their cars. I mean, it's been out of hand for some time now. And I believe that all the cities in the Union, in the United States, basically have military police. I mean, it's here.
It is here. And for the first time, I think the mainstream media is seeing it, and they're finally waking up and going, it says police, but he certainly looks like a soldier.
That's right. And also the mainstream media, come on, let's face it, who watches that anymore?
Well, unless you can't get an erection, why would you? Isn't that all the commercials are for? That guy, why is that guy and that woman in separate tubs? I thought if that works, you'd be in the same tub. What the hell are they doing in separate tubs? Is there something I missed? I've got two kids. I don't remember consummating it from another tub.
I know. It's like unbelievable. It's unbelievable that we have something to talk to our kids about when they ask us, what is that, Dad? I don't understand what that is.
Well, if you experience an erection for more than 4 hours, I don't think you should call your doctor. You should call all of your ex-wives and say,
you got that right. hey, anyone that has ED loves hearing that. I mean, that's like if you could promote that type of erection from a pill.
You need to really you need to realize that God is saying when you can't produce wood, be satisfied that you're not paying child support. That's God's way of saying you've paid enough child support. Take a break and have a piece of pie.
I know. I just wish that we wouldn't have the same thinking when we can't produce wood. You know what I mean?
Well, think about this, Alex.
Our mind still thinks the same that, oh, yeah, I could dig some of that,
Imagine.
I could think about that.
If our sex drive was a 20-year-old sex drive and a 20-year-old sex drive was our sex drive, all of mankind would die off in 70 years because guys 21 years old would look at a woman and go, yeah, that's child support. I'll have a go. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a piece of pie.
yeah, that's right. But, hey, I guess we're made the way we're made for a reason, right?
You got it, my friend. Have a great day and a great evening. Take care, Alex. Latest on Robin Williams is that he had Parkinson's disease. I'm going to play a quick clip for you. Then This one's from the mainstream media.
We had been reporting this week that 63-year-old Robin Williams ended his life earlier this week, and now we're getting a little bit more information from his widow, who has just released this full statement, and she wants it to be read in full, so I'm going to do exactly that. This is from Susan Schneider. She writes this: Robin's sobriety was intact, and he was brave as he struggled with his own battles of depression, anxiety, as well as early stages of Parkinson's disease, which he was not yet ready to share publicly. It is our hope in the wake of Robin's tragic passing that others will find the strength to seek the care and support they need to treat whatever battles they're facing so they may feel less afraid. Dan Simon is live for us in Los Angeles. And Dan, I mean, oof. Talk about tragic all the way around. It just brings up more questions.
That's right, Brooke. You know, since his tragic passing, the question everybody has is why? How could this man, full of so much life, you know, commit suicide? And perhaps this gets us a little closer in answering that question. You know, maybe it gives us some insight into his psychological well-being. We know that he was battling severe depression, but I think the question, Brooke, is did this diagnosis of early Parkinson's caused the depression, or did it just add to an already existing problem? So I think you know, people will be analyzing this very closely. There's been all kinds of speculation as to what may have been going on in his life, but I think just adds another, you know, layer to an already complex question that everybody has anytime anyone takes their own life, Brooke.
One way I've been able to get through this life so far, and one of the keys to serenity for me, and it's a major key, and I'll pass it along, expectations. Lower your expectations. When I was younger, I had very high expectations. Right up until the day I quit drinking at the age of 36, I had very high expectations from life. And here I am at 57, and I don't have very high expectations. I want to do a good radio show. And truth be told, if a woman did come down the path and met my expectations. But the problem is, I have extremely high expectations. I really have not married a woman since I was 29, even though I was married for 20 years. And here are the expectations. The right woman's got to be Amish. She's got to be hot. And she's got to be blind. And the reason I want all of that is she'll be religious. She'll be good looking. And I can go to pot if I want. I mean, if I want to gain weight or, you know, not take care of myself, if she's blind, she can't tell. You see, I've thought this through. Also, she needs a well-diversified portfolio, and I want a credit score of at least 775, and I want a prenuptial. I want a prenuptial that is so iron tight that you can't even see a seam. Now, if you know of a hot, blind, Amish woman with a good credit score, well-diversified portfolio, and is open to an ironclad prenup, then please email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com. I'm extremely lonely.